Six-year-old Leo Mancuso of Oswego enjoys Starved Rock State Park like many visitors, jumping across small streams and gazing up at monstrous rocks. But there's another side to the popular tourist spot, trash.
A water bottle.
Yeah.
You got the water bottle.
A big one.
Yep, let's keep going.
It's no surprise to his mother, Becky Mancuso, who brought along a large trash bag for this hike.
I used to go all the time when I was in high school with my friends, and I don't remember the trash like that back in the 90s. So I was pretty devastated when we went on the main trails and trying to take pictures of them in the canyons by waterfalls, and it was just trash everywhere.
Nicholas Donka of DeKalb shares her view. That's why he started the Starved Rock Volunteer Cleanup Crew.
My family and I just came out here for a walk and saw a lot of garbage. So it kind of takes away from the natural beauty of the park. So I looked for a Facebook page, didn't see one, so I figured I'd start one.
Kelly Lavoy of Sandwich says the trash comes in all forms.
Candy wrappers, diapers, bottles of water, some beer cans, some bags of dog poop, and yeah, just, you know, just garbage everywhere. I've been hiking out here for probably 34 years and stuff, and it used to always be nice, and anymore, you know, we go and it's just covered in garbage, and it's, you hate to see people not caring.
It's a welcome effort for Carrie Novak, superintendent of Starved Rock State Park.
Been sure to help for a long time. There's over 14 miles of trails in this area, and to get over them on a regular basis is just physically impossible. So groups like this are just a huge help to us.
He estimates the staff is about half the size it was a decade ago, but there have been a growing number of visitors.
The budget impasse had an impact because, you know, it was difficult to replace people during that period of time, but it's an erosion that's been going along for quite a while.
Why not just add more trash cans along the trails? Novak says it's more complicated than that.
So you're talking about being, you know, a couple of miles into these spots and having to carry that out, which you can't do all the time. The other thing is, if you leave a trash can somewhere, the raccoons and the other animals get into it and scatter it all out. So, you know, a trash can almost has to be picked up every day, otherwise you've got a bigger mess.
Becky Mancuso's 10-year-old son Jackson says he has a few words ready to go if he ever comes face-to-face with a litter bug.
I would say to just stop. You really shouldn't do that. It's hurting the environment, and just go recycle it or whatever you do with, like, the water bottle that you have. Like, if it's compostable, compost it. Like, come on.
Oh, I'm raising my children. I'm very proud.
His mom beams with pride and offers her own advice.
Stop being lazy. You know, clean up after yourselves. This is important. It's important for our kids. And, you know, those water bottles, those Gatorade bottles, it's going to take them over 1,000 years to break down.
The group is looking for more volunteers and plans to organize the cleanups at least once a month. I'm Jenna Dooley.